Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood ADHD enthusiast. And welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. Ever feel like your relationship with food is a bit chaotic? Like one minute you're craving pizza by the pound and the next you've forgotten lunch entirely. Yeah, me too. But guess what? We can totally shift that energy. Today we're diving into mindful eating for ADHD because let's be real, it's not just about what we eat, but how we eat it. We're talking about finding balance and nourishment, not restriction or guilt. Because when your brain is buzzing with a million thoughts a minute, sitting down to a meal can feel like trying to herd cats. But here's the thing. Mindful eating isn't about becoming some Zen master overnight. It's about bringing awareness to each bite, noticing how it feels in your body, and actually savoring the experience. Think of it as tuning into your inner GPS guiding you toward what your body truly needs, rather than reacting impulsively. Alright, let's break it down with 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your eating game. 1. Ditch the distractions. I'm talking about screens, phones, work emails, anything that pulls your focus away from the meal itself. Seriously, they are the ultimate energy vampires. Imagine this. You're at a beautiful restaurant with incredible food, but you're scrolling through social media while eating. Talk about missing out on the magic. 2. Engage all your senses. It's not just about taste, think about the colors, textures, and even the aromas of your food. Savor each bite, really paying attention to how it feels in your mouth. This helps you appreciate your meal more deeply and actually feel satisfied with less. You know that feeling when you eat something so delicious, you wish it would last forever. That's what we're aiming for. 3. Eat without judgment. We've all been the guilty glances at the cookie jar, beating ourselves up over our cheat meal. But listen, progress isn't about perfection, it's about making small, sustainable changes. Be kind to yourself and focus on celebrating those wins. 4. Tune into your body's cues. We're not talking about some mystical connection, just paying attention to those signals of hunger and fullness. Ever feel like you're eating out of boredom or stress? Learning to recognize those triggers can help you make healthier choices. 5. Practice gratitude. Before you even take your first bite, take a moment to appreciate the food in front of you, where it came from, the people who prepared it, and the simple act of nourishment itself. It's a powerful way to shift your mindset and create a more positive eating experience. Think about that last time you ate something truly delicious. Did you just mindlessly shovel it into your mouth? Or did you savor every bite, taking in the flavors, textures, and aromas? Mindful eating isn't about depriving yourself, it's about finding joy and satisfaction in the act of nourishing your body. Let me tell you a story. Last week, I was craving pizza like crazy, that kind of craving where your brain goes into overdrive thinking about all the cheesy, pepperoni goodness. So I ordered a big one, but instead of watching TV while devouring it, I decided to try something different. I set the timer for 20 minutes and focused solely on my meal. I took small bites, savoring each flavor, and really paid attention to how it felt in my body. And you know what? The pizza tasted even better. I wasn't just eating, I was truly experiencing it. Plus, I ended up feeling more satisfied and less guilty afterwards. So remember this. Mindful eating is a journey, not a destination. It's about making small changes that add up over time. Start by incorporating one or two of these tips into your daily routine and see how you feel. You might be surprised at the difference it makes. Take those takeaways to heart. Practice mindful eating throughout the week. And don't forget to share your experiences with me on social media. Use #ADHD, but make it spiritual and let's build a community of support and inspiration together. Remember, we're all in this together, one mindful bite at a time. Until next time, keep shining your beautiful light.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.